motion on the minutes?
Make a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, Keith?
I think so.
Kevin, you're up.
We were gonna do name tags, you know, this time.
Listen, I told you to do name tags.
Look, Kevin's suggestion was Ken and Kyle.
Swans.
Mess with the old man.
These are the same financials that were in the package for the board meeting a week ago. There's been no update. These are labeled as very preliminary because we haven't had our audit yet, so. Speaking of which, audit, we have attended the date of February 20th for the onsite visit by our CPAs. So, that's, and I've got the engagement letter and the scope and the authorization. So, Chris, I don't know if we need a motion to authorize Rich to sign those.
She's muted?
She on the phone?
She's on the laptop.
No, she's on the laptop.
Sorry, my phone. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, if you didn't already approve the engagement letter, the board has to approve the engagement letter.
Do we have the engagement letter?
I have the engagement letter.
Oh, do we have the engagement letter?
Oh, do you?
To read.
What are we approving?
I have the engagement letter here. I just got it.
Just summarize it.
Yeah. Oh, it's just authorizing it. Read it. It's just the objective and scope of the audit for the financial statements. They're going to do it according to government accounting standards. What your responsibilities are is to provide them everything they ask for, and my responsibilities is to do the same, and they'll do a presentation when they're complete.
And how much?
Oh, that's, you know, there's a the base was like $15,500, but then they charge additional fees for other work beyond that.
Does the scope include filing necessary returns, all necessary returns, including with the AG?
I'm sorry, Chris, I didn't hear the last. Returns, including?
All filings, including the AG, but did you mean the ABO?
No, the AG.
Okay.
You're a not-for-profit.
Yeah, well, they filed the IRS filings for us.
I know, but they're also supposed to file the New York State ones, and I want to make sure that they're doing that, not the ABO, the AG. And I think they've done it in the past, but you need to make sure that they're doing that every year.
Okay, I will make sure. As far as I know, they've filed all of those for us. They like the chart, you mean the chart 500?
Yes.
Yes, they do that.
It's in their scope.
It's in their scope.
Okay. Somebody like to make a motion to approve the engagement letter?
I'll make the motion.
We have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. So, you got it so I can sign it?
I have it.
Okay. You sign it before I leave. Linda?
Yes.
Well, I think we're on the schedule of insurance first.
Oh, right.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. God, yes. I'm sitting here with it in my hand, too. You want to walk us down through this? Can you walk us down through this?
We have all of our insurance is carried for us through Assured Partners. These have the listing of the policies that we have with them. Some of them are just, you know, standard, like the workers' compensation insurance. Everyone has to have that, the New York State disability. The ones that we carry for ourselves, the directors and officers, the one that's labeled owner's protective is really our pollution policy. And on the back side, there's the business owner's policy. The directors and officers and business owners are one-year policies. They are up for renewal in April, and I put both of those out to bid. I have not gotten a bid back on either of those from the third party yet.
What does this do?
Which? The sheet, it just shows you what
What does our insurance do annually? What month is what? It? Is the renewal?
April.
Okay. Thank you.
Except for the pollution policy, it comes up in December of 2025.
So we keep a deductible of $25,000
for them? On the policy, the pollution policy.
Do we have?
I thought we were interested in changing that.
Well, we're interested in changing a lot of things,
yeah.
But is that $25,000 deductible everything in that category?
Yes.
All right.
My understanding.
This is when Warren was, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think we've learned our lesson that the $25,000 is just way too high.
Right.
Well, and the other issue is with professional liability, you can choose to have, usually you have an option to have defense costs in outside of the deductible, which is really the issue here. So
well,
that is the thing that you want to explore when you replace this one, okay?
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
So, I mean, those are, I think, the two big changes. What's everybody feel about a reasonable deductible?
I'm in agreement that we should have a reasonable deductible.
No, but what is
what
a
number?
Reasonable?
Oh, I don't know. What, $5,000?
Listen.
Is that
right
possible?
Now on the PO, you've got $10,000 retention there.
Yeah, and I'd bring it down to the 10. Chris, you got an opinion?
You know, I think that you have to look at the pricing versus the retention, right? But so it's a question of what price that brings.
Right, that's the whole issue is when you start breaking the deductible, raising it, lowering the limits on the deductible, the cost of the policy are going to be equal to what the deductible was.
Not necessarily, but...
No, not in the same... But it's going to increase the magnitude of something that, you know, hopefully you're not going to be using.
I understand that.
But then it goes into a column... that we don't have a question of how to pay for it, correct?
That's part of the issue. But, you know, I think we need to come up with what we think is a reasonable deductible and then get the quotes both ways.
Right.
Yeah, I'll use $10,000 if that's what...
Yeah, I would say that. It's fine.
Is there a number, like, I can spend... I can spend $10,000 up to... professional services or whatever in our procurement. Do you have a number that you can spend as the as our
$5,000?
So you're talking about for the town. I have a procurement
policy.
No,
for us, for this. Like, what is there a number that we don't have to jump through hoops to come up with the $25,000? That was a nightmare. Like, how would we do that? Like, is there a number that we can spend?
Well, the issue with the $25,000 is we're on the hook for it individually as towns, because DEP is questioning whether it's a legitimate cost for the, you know, for the retrofit program.
Right.
So that's why we want to bring that down, so that, you know, if we're going to be on the hook as individually as towns, we want that number as small as possible.
Yeah, so to answer your question, within the procurement policy, and it's a trigger of the what funding source rather than a dollar number. I think that's the answer.
So if we're all going to break it up, $10,000 is fine. We probably could.
Not a big number.
All of us do that.
Right.
Yeah, without getting yelled at.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, all right. Any other questions on this? Feed it back to Keith. Other than that, we'll get a price going both ways. And we want to make sure we deal with the fence and the lawsuits differently than we're doing. Now we're out of Linda.
Okay. So on the reporting and filing due dates, we are still waiting for submittals for O&M, 23 O&M from the municipalities. I'm not sure, Corey, which ones we're still waiting on.
Is it right now? It's Mount Kisco, Yorktown, and I think our Salem is still not submitted.
Okay. Yeah, so that's holding us up with the audit as well. So that's the only thing that's outstanding to date on the front. And then on the back, we did pretty well with compliance. Everyone that has not filled in their forms has been emailed, and I will continue to do that biweekly and remind them that we need them. And that's it, unless anyone has questions.
Keith?
We are continuing construction at PCMB 1000 on John Simpson Road. The contractors is battling flash floods and occasional frozen ground that they actually get to work on. But they, thankfully, they are moving forward and making progress. So I don't see any reason why we wouldn't be still on target for spring stabilization for the planting period. So I think they're doing a great job out there. We'll be starting at YMU 40 on Hallux Mill shortly. Just a lot of the backup paperwork to finalize, and then coil construction will get underway there. We are closing out soon on Walter Panis and Salem Hill Road, which are both catch basin insert projects, and we're expecting to get that credit in the spring. We are looking to go out to bid on LMU 1017 at Lake Tona, which is on private property down there. That would be a spring award and late spring, probably early summer construction. Ideally, we'll get to stabilize out there in the summer as well. And other than that, no big updates from since the board of directors meeting. We'll continue to press ahead and look to wrap up items one by one.
If I could, Kevin, we do have finally got comments from Camarda Engineering on that project. So we are going to need to schedule an internal meeting to go over that.
Yes.
And then Kevin, probably you and I, Rich, and then you will have to work through those issues.
Yes. Yeah, and that's still pressing ahead, and to that point today, we'll be looking to close seeker with a determination. We'll provide that to the permitting agencies and all involved agencies, and that'll trigger responses on that project for the New York State DEC to give us responses for permitting, and New York City DEP for pending permits as well. I still believe that project is on target for construction this year. Clearly, with more paperwork to get through and items to get through, it'll be towards the fall, I think, with certainty. But confident that those permits should be pretty clear cut, and we should be able to tackle them on. If there aren't any questions, I'll move on to the NSMU change order. So today we have a change order that's come in for NSMU 601. This project covers multiple channel stabilizations along Keeler Lane in the town of North Salem. As we were wrapping up construction, we identified that there was one of the channels located on the Olshansky property is getting hit pretty hard with storm flows. And in order to make sure that the project is secure in the future, we don't have to continue to revisit the site to make corrections, what we'd like to do is have the contractor go in there and stabilize the portions that are in question, drop additional stronger riprap, and make sure that we've got a project that we can place in and walk away from with confidence. So this change order addresses addresses the proposed $12,540 of work that Insight Engineering staff here and Coil Construction negotiated to come in, restabilize portions of that channel, provide a heavier riprap for protection, and come back out and wrap up the project site. With that, it has a very small impact on the efficiency of the project, not enough to change the overall dollars per kilogram. We will be getting 31 kilograms from them with about a $10,000 per kilogram efficiency.
Anybody got any questions?
I think that the second where, third whereas is off by $90.
Oh. Okay. Let's see.
289,990.
Is that right? We'll have to go back and double check the actual, make sure which number was actually wrong.
Up above you're saying 12,540, right? If the original was 277,450.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll make that correction on the resolution.
Can I get a motion on the corrected resolution?
Make a motion to make the motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Kevin, will you make sure that, of course, you get an actual signed change order in the normal CIA or JC form?
Yes, absolutely.
Resolution for a secret determination again on Kent MV-1000.
Okay, as discussed, Kent MV-1000 is a channel stabilization and filtration chamber project located in the town of Kent up the road here. In December, we reopened Seeker at the request of New York City DEP. And did a full environmental assessment form for the project, given the size and multiple permits that were required for it. We've completed that evaluation with a determination of no significant impact. A part three was completed and circulated to the board under for review. That was a draft that's at the table for us today. That document with comments from council has been updated, and the final version will include further discussion on the impacts on surface waters, particularly the middle branch of the Croton River and Lake Carmel, where the project is tributary to. The expansion was just to include language commenting on the fact that this is a project that will, in fact, make water quality better and clean up the filter the water before it reaches surface waters, and that the elimination of these heavily eroded channels will only support the wetland and the waters there.
Can I get a motion on the resolution?
I'll make the motion.
Can I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. O&M.
So O&M, right now we are wrapping up all of our submissions. Anyone who has not submitted to date will be likely not accepted for this year of funding. Anything we're saying until the end of the month does not come in, you will have to submit for next year and will be funded next year for any O&M expenses you had. Right now, like I said, we're waiting on Yorktown, Mount Kisco, and I believe North Salem. Otherwise, we are completing our audit of all O&M projects. We're seeing what work still needs to be done, what work wasn't done. We'll be sending out comments and questions again in a couple weeks, couple months, saying what else needs to be followed up on these projects. And that's about it. In the near future, though, we'll be rolling out an updated O&M manual for next year. Starting 2024, we want to be getting more consistent and accurate pricing with our O&M costs. We have towns that just have their own internal numbers that they use, and some towns use FEMA rates. And we're trying to figure out what numbers we can actually start blanket approving across the board for labor costs or machine costs or riprap costs, stuff like that. So we just need to start standardizing a lot of stuff internally, and that's what we're pushing for this year.
And then it'll be, it's an expansion on, there's a lot of activities that go on for each one of these retrofits. And as Corey and I have gone through it, we, in many cases, we think there's a little bit of a more education that needs to happen with the highway departments or Parks and Rec or whoever's going out there and doing the work. So this, the updates to the manual include an expansion on, these are all the items that we expect to see. This is where you've been deficient, and let's keep the ball rolling. There was a lot of progress that got made this year with everybody, and so we're happy to springboard into 24 and keep that momentum going.
Other business? Anybody else have any other business they wish to bring up? All right, to keep the board informed, Kevin, Chris, and I believe, have a Zoom meeting with the DEP on Monday to discuss the O&M agreement, the future funding agreement, which we still haven't seen yet. So it should be a very interesting conversation.
Yes.
With us being able to comment on an agreement we've not seen.
It's not going to be your only crack at the apple. The thing was just to kind of introduce what's in the agreement and meet the players. And I'm trying to get you a copy of that in advance of the meeting. If I don't,
we can figure out what's in the agreement if we see it.
There'll be ample opportunity once you get the agreement and read it to have meetings and discussions and those sorts of
things. Always the diplomat. All right. I'd like to make a motion to go into executive session. Don't say anything because I'll close the tablet. To discuss a legal matter.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Yes.
Okay.